Quenelle showed up and enjoyed a great night of wrestling while helping out a local business owner in need. On Saturday night, July 12, Prince George's Primetime Wrestling has its largest event ever in Quenelle as a sold-out crowd of more than 330 residents packed the Quenelle Seniors Center. While high-energy and family-friendly wrestling took place in the ring, community generosity stole the show as throughout the night, money was raised to help Quenelle resident Danielle, Danny, Karen, who is battling multiple incurable diseases and in need of life-saving treatments not covered by public health care. Before the event, Primetime Wrestling stated all ticket sales would go straight to Karen. That total ended up being $2,157.36. Throughout the night, some of the wrestlers' salaries along with merchandise sales and a raffle draw totaled another $735. Primetime Wrestling CEO Davey G. asked the audience for addition help, and one by one residents came forward, pushing the total to $1,000. In total, $3,157.36 was raised for Karen. Watching the crowd come forward and fill the ring with donations was an incredibly moving moment, said Davey G. When I looked over and saw Danny in tears, it hit me hard, I couldn't hold back my own. Even thinking about it now gives me goosebumps. Karen stepped into the ring, along with her son and Primetime Wrestling referee, Fearless, Freddie Falcon, to thank the crowd for their generosity and draw the winning raffle ticket. In the ring, Quenelle's hometown hero Rebel Knoxville teamed up with the Slim Reaper, Donnie Brooks, to form the Carabruisers. The duo captured the victory to win the Primetime Tag Team Championship. According to Davey G., the noise from the audience when the tag team won blew the roof off the Quenelle Seniors Center. Top Mexican luchador Cyclone Ramirez Jr. also dazzled the crowd, calling Quenelle his favorite stop in Canada. Primetime Wrestling has officially announced plans to host another event in Quenelle this fall.